Okay, joining me on the phone now is Brian Cuddy from the Street Smart organisation. Good afternoon, Brian. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Brian. Thanks very much for joining us. Brian, the Eat Out and Donate campaign, what's it all about?
Well, it's Street Smart, and I got it. The name comes from its English namesake, which started back in London back in 1998. And it's quite simple. And it's a way for people to dine out and help out. So in participating restaurants around Dublin, and this is our first year running in Dublin, so we have about 20 restaurants, including the Dodd, most of it in 50 Cent. And all it is when people dine out from one of our participating restaurants, we'll let us for 2 euros to the end of our bill. And then we collect all them 2 euros and we give it to Focus Ireland.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Brian, you were a little bit breaking up there, so we probably didn't you probably didn't get all of that. Apologies for that. Maybe you
no
just
worries.
Run us through that a little bit again. You just broke up a little bit there.
Okay, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yep.
Okay. So Street Smart has, like I said, comes from its English namesake, mm-hmm. Which is running 15 years in England and around the world in places like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa. And I've just adapted the idea a little bit and brought it back to Dublin. So it's participating restaurants. We have maybe 20 restaurants on board. And customers who eat out over the next 2 months in one of our restaurants have the option at the end of their bill to allow us to add 2 euro to their tab. So that 2 euro is then collected by us and forwarded on to Focus Ireland in aid of homelessness.
Excellent. And this is you've just kind of adapted it for the Dublin market, but it's been ongoing in other nations, in other countries and cities for years.
For since 1998, I think it's raised over 8 million euro in England alone over the last 15 years. Yeah, so and it's in each country and each city kind of adapts the concept and to suit its own particular needs. So Melbourne will be different than Sydney. Toronto is different than London, you know, so every kind of city is different. So most of the world, the campaign runs around November, December, but I decided to change it a little bit and run it here in December and January instead. There was a few reasons. One, I felt January would be a bit of an easier time for people to engage with the project, for restaurants to be able to flow up a little bit without the panic maybe of Christmas and the hectic of Christmas. And every other charity in Ireland also maybe is also looking, you know, for people's few euro, that spare bit of change, because it is the time of giving.
Yeah.
You know, this time of year, it is the time of giving. So, but I felt January would be just a little bit more free space for me to be able to, for both restaurants and customers to be able to maybe engage a little bit with Street Smart.
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, coming into the kind of busy Christmas period and, you know, lots of competition for lots of other charities. And this is probably just a unique way for people to maybe to give a little without, you know, 2 euro on the end of your bill.
2 euros, not even maybe a price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
you know, like the way we, and it's 2 euro per table. So 4 people works out at 50 cents each.
Yeah.
And we've tried to develop this where it's a simple, easy way to help out.
Yeah.
So it's dying out, help out, like I say. And the way I said, like, Street Smart is about helping our homeless. Not their homeless, our homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have a massive, massive housing crisis going on in this city at the moment.
Yeah.
And I was looking at figures from Focus Ireland. We're saying 20 to 25 families a month are ending up homeless at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's families ending up in B&Bs and hotels and kids. And like the knock-on effect from this will be drastic over the next 10 years. So I think we do have a crisis at the moment in housing and in homelessness. So I just wanted to try and do my little bit. I have a strong network of friends in the restaurant industry. I came across the Street Smart idea in England. I says, why not try and adapt it for here? And now here we go. So for the next 2 months, I'm hoping that people engage with it, that they maybe have a look at our website, streetsmartireland.org, have a look at our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, and maybe try and think about when they do eat out, maybe try to choose a Street Smart restaurant. We're running a little promotion along with it that we hope people might have a little bit of fun with as well.
Yeah.
It's called Selfie With Your Server. So at the end of your meal, we're saying customers, like we're asking customers to have a little bit of fun. So if they take a picture of themselves with their waiter, so they post a picture onto their preferred social media website, whether it's Instagram, Facebook or Twitter, they tag themselves, they tag the restaurant, mm-hmm. and then they're automatically put into a draw. So like every week, so there'll be a little panel of us, and it's not about the most likes or the most shares or anything like that. We're just going to look at our favourite ones. We're going to pick out what we think was a cool little photo or a funny photo or you know, what our panel decides each week. And we'll pick out three winners each week, and we give them a free meal for two in one of our participating restaurants.
Gee, that's excellent. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win.
Oh, it's a win-win, but here's the catch at the end as well. So at the end, when we finish this up in January, we'll sit down at the start of February and we're going to pick one winner. And that one winner will win a meal for two in every restaurant that took part. So the way we're saying it is, if you dine out and help out over January and February, you could dine out particularly for the rest of the year. That could be 20 free meals in 20 restaurants.
Well,
so it's a great prize. It's a great prize for people and an easy way for people to help out, like I say.
And just thinking as well, you know, as we said, the busy Christmas period coming up now and lots of people out and about, and you can't help but when you're in around town or walking around and notice you know, people sleeping in doorways and everything else, was that a particular reason why you picked Focus Ireland, or was that what jumped out at you?
Well, I think it's to say, like, I would have hung around and type of pal around. I'm a lot of friends who work in the hospitality industry in the city centre for the last 10 years, and for me personally, it's walking around the city centre over the last 10 years, and you get to see the same people.
Yeah.
You get to, and after a while, you get to know them by name. You get to, you might buy them a cup of coffee, you might buy them a sandwich. You know, you listen to their story, and there are a multitude of reasons for why people end up on the streets. You know, and it's for me, it's like this idea with me started over a glass of wine with a friend about 2 years ago, and we were literally just discussing the crisis. I ended up where I wasn't working, and I was on the social, and I ended up applying for a springboard course, and I did a springboard course with the UCD Innovation Academy. So the course was in innovation, entrepreneurship, and enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while I was on that course, I kind of regurgitated that conversation I'd had over a glass of wine, and I said, okay, well, let's take what we were talking about, and let's see if I can develop it into something that can make a difference. Now, after the course finished, I kind of had the bit between my teeth at that stage. And I went, okay, well, I think I could be onto something. I'd come across the Sweet Smart idea in England. I said to myself, okay, well, I've got the network of friends and I could really make a difference. So one thing, I think the glass of wine and then the course was where the seed was planted, I think.
Yeah.
And then after that, I've spent the last 8 months bringing together a small team of people. Like everything that's getting that has gotten done for this charity has gotten done for free. There's not a penny in it for me. Like the guy who designed my webpage, the guy who designed my posters, the people who have gone around knocking on doors with me, have all done this for free. And every single penny that's raised in every single restaurant goes to Focus Ireland. So 100% of what's raised by Street Smart this season will go to Focus. And everything that we've done, we're just trying. Because it's something I just want to see happen.
Yeah.
I want to make a difference. You know, I want to do more than just put €2 into someone's cup.
Yeah,
I wanted to see, because I see it all the time. I see it every day, and it is, you know, I don't know if you go around the city centre yourself, and it is a crisis.
Yeah, you know? You see it everywhere. Did you have much difficulty getting the restaurants on board, or were they all really keen?
Yes and no. Like I with ease with some restaurants. Like I say, I do have a strong network of friends.
Yeah.
And this year is about, for me, this year is like a prototype. This year is like a minimal viable product. I want to try and establish this as an annual event, and I'd like to try and build it as a community of restaurants. So it's bringing together the restaurant industry to act on the number one social problem that's right on their own doorsteps.
Absolutely.
The number one social problem that affects their customers, their staff and their business is homelessness, and it's right on their own doorsteps. So there's a lot of restaurants out there who all do individual work for different charities, and some of them are homeless charities.
Yeah.
And they do brilliant work, and they've socially conscious managers and owners and staff who really do care. But I saw that there was nothing out there that's bringing the restaurant industry together to act on this social problem together.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my vision for this over the next couple of years. So this year, it was about trying to get 20, I'd a target of anywhere between 15 and 25 restaurants. If I got 15, I'd be a success. If I got 25, I'd be a huge success.
Yeah.
So if we have nearly 20. So I already see this as a success for year one Initiative One.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to try and do is build it for next year. Now, I can probably take another couple of restaurants and be able to manage them for this campaign. But my ultimate vision is I'd like to try and build this into its own independent charity and have 60, 70, 80, 90, or why not 100?
Yeah.
Why not nationwide? Why can't it be the one thing that restaurants do every year to campaign against the one mm-hmm. thing, as I say, that affects their business, homelessness?
Yeah.
Know?
And I suppose...
So that's my view.
Yeah, and it's... Like all great ideas, the simple ones are sometimes the best. And,
the simple ones, yeah. Have you had a look at our webpage?
I was looking at it this morning, yeah, I was having a look at it. And
simple, isn't it?
It is very simple, very straightforward. And
Very straightforward.
You know, as you were saying, how easy it would be for a table of four people to just throw an extra 50 cent onto the end of that tab. And, yeah. 50 cent,
Yeah, it's nothing. You hand it to a kid.
Mean,
if you ever have put money into someone's cup outside, you probably take the small changes in your pocket. And there could be 3 or 4 euro there.
€2
is barely, it's not a cup of coffee at McDonald's. Mm. You know, it's 2 euro. But we didn't want to ask for too much. And we do recognise it's still money out of people's pockets as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not insignificant.
Yeah.
And it is a voluntary donation. So we're basically asking people to allow us to add €2 to the end of their bill. And as I say, 100% of what's raised goes to Focus Ireland. You know, so we think, and as you say, it's the simple things. You go, why didn't someone do this before? That's simple, you know. Yeah. So hopefully, people engage with it and let us add that €2. Hopefully, the people will take part in our fun little promotion selfie with your server, and we'll be able to promote Street Smart and give away a few free meals for people as well in the new year.
Well, as you said, there's nothing to lose by taking part.
Exactly, isn't it? You know, there's absolutely nothing to do but take part. The feedback we've had so far has been marvellous. The engagement level we're getting from managers and staff in the restaurant is great. Because I know they're the people who care. Most of the people, the waiters and the barmen I know around towns, they say they would know some of these homeless people by name. They know their stories. They see it every day and they care. And I knew that.
Yeah.
So it was just about tapping into a network of people who do socially care, and then hopefully there's customers to come into the restaurants that care enough to add the €2 on.
And you never know, should you might add a little bit more.
Well, maybe for next year we'll do that where they can add a little bit more if we want to. But this year we're trying not to be too cheap.
Yeah.
And we don't €2. That's all. Just throw €2 on the end of your tab. Yeah. That's all we're asking for. That's all we need.
And as you say, that gets the ball rolling.
Our homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, and this will go towards help folks, which Focus Ireland do some great work. They really, really do.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to partner up with them.
Yeah.
And the other people have been great to me as well. I went down to have my printing done in a place down in Baggot Street, there, Hackett's Printers.
Yeah.
The price to walk off the street wouldn't have been something that I could have afforded, but the price they gave me, because when they heard and saw what I was doing. So I've had some massive, massive help. Lily's Bordello helped us with a launch last week and donated €2 for everyone that came to our launch. You know, so there's been some massive, 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 massive support from people out there in the restaurant industry and hospitality industry. And I've got to thank everybody. I really, really do.
I know. Just
Sorry.
Now, could you just maybe... For people listening, give us some of the names of some of the restaurants involved.
Yeah,
or all of them,
yeah,
if you want.
Fantastic. Well, if you eat in the city centre, I think everybody would know Yamamori Noodles.
Yeah.
So we have the 3 Yamamori Noodles. There's Yamamori Sushi, Yamamori Noodles, and Yamamori Izakaya. There's places like Coffinger Row on board, Yukio Bar is on board, Drury Buildings. We have, let me see who else. We've got Fade Street, Dylan McGrath's Fade Street Social is on board, and the Rustic Stone. We have, let me think who else. I haven't got the list in front of me. Oh, we've even had a restaurant in Dorky, like Base at the Cornerstone is on board. We've got the Black Bull in Drogheda.
Yeah.
We've got, who else? We've got 777. We've got Super Masu. We've got a lot of trendy little type of cool little restaurants in town we have on board. There's a full list on our website as well, as I say, streetsmartireland.org.
Yeah,
and it's a really handy little site. Works very well on phones as well. And there's a full list of restaurants and gives their phone numbers and a link to each restaurant site as well. So we're trying to encourage people to drop in, have a look at the website, have a look at the restaurants, and if they are dining out this Christmas, try and choose one of our restaurants.
I was just Well, you were going through that list there, which is it's not kind of an exclusive list. It's not somewhere where, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I wouldn't go there. There's a great mix of
snobby each other or more. Not snobby, I meant.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Market restaurants. Yeah. Very casual dining restaurants.
Absolutely.
Casual dining.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, we wish you every success, and it's a brilliant idea, and fair play
Thanks
to you. We just
much.
Hope it goes from strength to strength. And as I said to you, the simplest ideas are normally the best ones.
That's what I said, and I tried to keep it simple. I didn't want to get it I didn't want to elaborate too much on it. So dine out, help out.
Yeah.
Pick one of our 20 restaurants, streetsmart.org, can I say, and help out our homeless.
Absolutely.
All right, look, thank you very much.
Not at all, Brian. Listen, thanks so much for coming on and talking to us today. And as I say, we wish you every success. And I'll keep an eye out. If I'm out in town somewhere, I'll probably make.
Maybe we'll touch base in January or something. Have a chat
you
again
can
about it.
Let us know how you're going on. Yeah, and
I will do.
You know, lots of people now in the coming weeks will be in around town, and maybe if they're thinking of going for a spot to eat, maybe just to consider maybe one of the restaurants there and just do a little bit.
Keep an eye out for us. I'm hoping people will at least recognise Street Smart when you go into a restaurant, where it's not a complete surprise to them and hopefully everybody will support us and we'll have a massive successful campaign. Hopefully. I think we're on to a winner anyway.
I think you are, Brian. I think you're going to do very well over, and as I say, we wish you every success. And I'd love to talk to you maybe in January or towards the end of the campaign and see how
we'll touch base and we'll see how we're going ourselves. That'd be great.
Okay, Brian, listen, take care, all the best, thanks for talking to us. Bye bye.
You too, have a nice afternoon. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye. There you go, folks. That's Brian Cuddy from Street Smart, and talking all about the Eat Out and Donate campaign, or Dine Out and Donate campaign. Apologies.